Hi, viewers! We have a really exciting show for you today on vegetarianism, the noble way of living. We are going to meet one of the smartest dogs ever. Around the house?
He loves to sit up on his butt. He can do that for, it seems like, forever. He loves to dance, and he loves to do his handstands, so yes. He loves to do handstands, and he loves to walk and carry things in his mouth. He loves to play fetch. He loves tennis balls. Any tennis ball, he loves, and he loves to de-squeak squeaky toys. He loves to go swimming, rollerblading, hiking. Just anything you're doing, he wants to be a part of it.
Jesse and Heather Brooke live in Arizona, USA. Heather calls him her best friend, soul puppy, hard dog, and a member of the family.
Yeah, I fell in love with the Jack Russell breed when I lived in England when I was about 10. And for my 16th birthday, I asked my dad if I could get a Jack Russell. So I got him when he was 8 weeks old, and ever since we've been inseparable.
Jack Russell Terriers are known for being highly intelligent and full of energy. They are brave, devoted, and delightful dogs who are always looking for fun adventures. As a Jack Russell Terrier himself, Jesse has all of these characteristics and an amazing talent for learning tricks.
When he was 9 weeks old, he taught himself how to sit up. Like, he'd sit up like a little otter wanting food. So ever since then, I'm like, oh, he's really smart. So then we just started teaching him the basics. And then when he was a year old, he really got into it and started learning more advanced tricks, like walking on his front paws and weave walking and all that.
And tell us a little bit about his rise to fame. How was he first discovered?
Oh, well, I just started taping his tricks, and then I put them on YouTube, and a lot of people started commenting, oh, wow, this dog is so smart and talented. I just wanted to share his personality with the world by putting up videos. And then we got contacted by shows like The Late Show or The Rachel Ray Show, and we were invited to go to New York to perform on the show. So that was pretty cool. We've actually been able to go to Idaho, California. We've even been to Virginia. That was his latest one he got to go to. So we get to travel more, and it's a lot of fun because it's mostly just me and him. So I think it makes our relationship stronger because we're together alone, and it's really fun.
Jesse's YouTube channel already has over 14.8 million views. He has been featured on television around the world, like The Late Show with David Letterman in New York, USA, and NHK's Tomodachi Toga Doga show in Japan. Jesse has appeared on CBS Channel 5 News to promote clicker training, major newspapers like the Arizona Republic, and a documentary film called Mighty Dog Nation. Being such a charmer, Jesse has also been the face of advertisements from pet supply stores to Bessel vacuum cleaner.
Now, I imagine he's got a big fan club. And what kind of comments do you get from people who, you know, maybe see him on YouTube or in commercials?
Well, I get a lot of people who thank me, especially people who have Jack Russells themselves. They thank me for giving him a job to do because they're not dogs that just sit on the couch. They need a job to do. So by, like, doing tricks and activities that he finds rewarding, it's fun together, he gets to expel some of that energy. And a lot of people, they think, ooh, I want my dog to get in that. And so he's inspired other people to do more with their dog as well.
I'm sure there's a lot of people that see him on YouTube and they get inspired to get a Jack Russell themselves. What advice would you give to them?
I would say make sure that you do your research beforehand and that you're willing to take care of them as a family member for the rest of their life, because they live about 15 to 20 years. So they have a very long lifespan, and they're not just dogs that will sit down and like lay there all day. They need a job to do, whether it's like going out and exercising with you, like jogging or being taught tricks or frisbee, but they need a job to do. So people just need to make sure that they're willing to give that time and attention to them. And if they're willing to do that, then I'd say go for it.
Do you want to know Heather's secret to training Jesse? It's having a relationship based on love, respect, patience, mutual understanding, and trust. It's not the finished trick that is the focus. It's spending the time together to nurture their canine-human bond. A wonderful connection makes learning fun for both people and dogs. Jesse and the other animal members of the family are all taught and rewarded with positive reinforcements.
We use clicker training to teach behaviors, which is positive reinforcement. But we like to stress about the people that relationship-based training, like the relationship comes first and then training follows. But clicker training, we use it with the eye click, which when you hit it, it makes a click, and then you pair that with a reward, whether it's food, toys, or praise.
Heather's going to give us a demonstration.
Okay, so a clicker, this is when you push it, makes a noise, and you pair it with something the dog likes. For example, food, that's the easiest to use. But a lot of dogs like toys or praise, so anything the dog finds rewarding. So you just click it, then you give them a treat. And then when you want to teach them something, like you could use a box, and you could teach them, which is called shaping, where you're rewarding approximations towards a desired trick. So if you wanted him to go into a box, anything at all, like looking at the box, walking toward it, you get a click and a treat. So it's basically they're figuring out on their own how to do something. And they also learn it in the long run a lot better than as if you just taught them or lured them in it. And clicker training differs a lot from other things that you can find on the market because you're teaching your dog. Whereas other methods, they would correct a dog for doing something, which just suppresses it. So if you have a fearful dog, and instead of correcting your dog for being fearful, with clicker training, you can teach your dog how to not be fearful and how to like actually enjoy the world instead of being afraid of everything. With clicker training, you can teach them that. It's a small box with just a metal tongue. And you can even use a word like yes, and then just make sure you always pair that with a reward. So you don't need a clicker. You can use your voice, you can use a pin cap, you can use whatever sign or symbol you want, as long as you teach your dog what it means.
Typically, how long does it take for him to learn something?
Oh, it's really quick. He could pick up something in about 10 minutes.
Oh, wow.
That's really fast.
So are you continuing to teach him new things?
Oh, yes, definitely. He's still learning. As long as he wants to do it, we'll continue to do tricks, but he's always up for a challenge, so yeah.
This clever little fellow has all sorts of special ways to touch your heart and make you smile.
Well, I can think of one story where he used his intelligence and his cute charm to get a treat that he wanted. Because I was eating it's a British chocolate candy, and then I had it on the bed next to me, and then he took one, and he's not supposed to have them because they have some chocolate in them. And so I took it from him, and I put it on the floor, and then he started kneading the back of my shoulders with his paws and like kissing my neck, and I'm like, oh, you're so cute. And then he jumped down the floor, and I'm like, you better not take that. And then he just lay down. And then when I wasn't looking, he started licking my feet. And then I'm like, okay, and so I was back and busy doing what I was doing. And then out of nowhere, he snuck in, grabbed a malt ball, looked at me, and then took off and ate it. And then he came back. Yeah, he did, for some love. But he has no shame.
He knows you're talking about him.
Yeah.
On Juicy's website, Heather writes, "We work together as a team to achieve all our goals. Jesse has taught me so much, and I am forever grateful to him. People and dogs can learn so much from one another. You just have to take the time and be willing to listen to what your best friend has to say."
I think every dog is smart, and any animal can be smart, because you can teach fish how to do stuff like go through hoops. It's just you have to have the time, the patience, and like the bond and the motivation. Like, what do they find interesting? So you have to like kind of look at it from their perspective. What would make it fun for them to do? So I think any animal could be taught to do anything as long as you spend time to do it.
In a press conference held in Cancun, Mexico, on December 18th, 2010, Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke about the enchanting animal kingdom and the blessings animals can bring us.
All the animals can talk to us.
Todos los animales pueden hablarnos.
Telepathically inside.
De manera telepática en nuestro interior.
If we love them, they correspond with us.
Si nosotros los amamos, ellos nos corresponden.
Same with dogs, cats.
Lo mismo con los perros, los gatos.
They're very lovely, very intelligent, very noble.
Son seres muy nobles, muy inteligentes, muy, muy amorosos.
And very, very forgiving.
Muy, perdonan mucho.
Yes. The birds can give us spiritual blessing.
Las aves nos pueden dar bendición espiritual.
Same with dogs, cats, ducks, chickens, rabbits, horse, cows, elephants, whales, sharks, seals, etc.
Lo mismo que los perros, los gatos, los pollos, los puercos, las vacas, las ballenas, los tiburones, las focas.
The animals are here to help to bless and balance the planet with loving energy.
Los animales están aquí para ayudar a balancear el planeta con energía amorosa.
So that we still can have time to be awakened and save our world.
Espero que aún estemos a tiempo de despertar y salvar a nuestro mundo.
So, the more we protect them, the more we protect ourselves.
Así que entre más los protegemos a ellos, más nos protegemos a nosotros mismos.
Animal worlds are very fascinating.
El mundo animal es muy fascinante.
Very interesting.
Muy interesante.
Magical.
Y mágico.
I feel very privileged and honored to have animals and to know them and to even be in communication with them.
So, if Jesse had something to tell us right now, what, tell our viewers, what do you think he'd want to share?
I think he would tell everyone just to get out there with your dog, spend some time with them, and have fun while you're doing it.
Meet the incredible Jesse at www.justjessethejack.com and visit his YouTube page on www.youtube.com/justjessie197. Happy viewers! Thank you for being with us today on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Please come back to watch part two of our program on Tuesday, April 19th, when we'll get to meet the rest of Jesse's really, really, really cool family. Coming up now on Supreme Master Television is Between Master and Disciples, wishing you and your loved ones many cherished, merry moments together.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.